Watto! Nico here! Welcome to Nico's. Not a lot of people know that. Number 9! Yes, this is the one that comes after 8 or before 10, but if you don't have number 8, it comes after 7, doesn't it? Yes, well, you stupid little people out there who do not have number 8 or number 7 or one of them's missing, because if you don't have those little tokens in your sticky, greasy palms, and you don't have 10 of them at the end of these 10 weeks of releases of the re-released, rather, singles of Iron Maiden, you won't get your little box set, will you? No, because as you will know by now, I haven't told you, but you should know, you will be the proud owner of a special box with some seriously good artwork from Mr. Derek Riggs. Yes, and you will then be able to put all those greasy, horribly grubby pieces of vinyl in there, which, as you know, all have those amazing pictures on them and the little artwork packages and sleeves and all that good stuff in that box. So keep them all, or else you'll be in severely good trouble. Take that. Now then. Now, you are severely in some trouble now because you've got Can I Play With Madness, Black Bart Blues, Massacre. Can I Play With Madness written by Harry Harris, Black Bart Blues by Harry Harris and Bruce Dickinson, Massacre, Lynette Gorham and Downey. Yes, released the 2nd of March 1988 and it got to... What was that? 3, yes, number 3! It debuted at number 4 in the charts, thanks to you lot out there, you horrible, vicious, mean people to go out and buy such a seriously good single as that and get it to number 3. No, serious folks. This, what can you say, debuted at number 4. Oh, by the way, on a more somber note, and something that I must say before we go much further, is that, as you may know, remember the video and all that good stuff for this here single. Well, it was featuring a chap who I think we will all agree was one of the great comedians and one of the major contributors to the Monty Python mob and gang co-hooting geezers out there doing all that mumbo-jumbling stuff with the big boot and stuff squashing everybody. Yes, and was Mr. Graham Chapman. Well, it's a little memorandum to him, memorandum, in memory of him. Memorandum, gosh, that boy's crazy. Off the wall. I think what we got to say is thanks to Graham for such a great contribution to comedy in general and everything. He's going to be sadly missed, but this was one of his last film performances before he unfortunately died. Let's hope he's having a good time up there, and we'll undoubtedly all meet one another time somewhere else at a different place. Anyway, moving on to a lighter note. Yes, you've got Black Bart Blues on this here single, and as you know, after the old Black Bart Blues, there's some various mumblings and jumblings from yours truly. And these were not a lot of people know that mumbling jumblings. These were stupid mumbly jumblings that were put together off of all the at the ends of all the songs that we recorded over that album of Seventh Son of a Seventh Son. Such as, they're gonna put this on a CD. I got Quatali Solo. I know. I said, I seen them. And all that stuff. Right, well, you know what I mean. As you just didn't listen to it, didn't you? So, there we were, picture this. We were at the playback after we made the album, recorded all that good stuff, mixed it, and we were at the playback for all the EMI people. And all the band were there, and all the press, Mickey Wall and a few other people, where the hell are Mickey if we're all out there. And they're doing all the old reviews of this album stuff. So we played Can I Play With. Now, you've got to bear this in mind. None of the chaps, not one of them, let me know what was going on, see. So I was clueless. I know, but as usually, no, now, look, I didn't have a clue, see, so, there I was standing, now, you picture this, there's the PA system that we were playing this here stuff back through, behind me, and I'm looking down, and all the band, and we'd already gone through the album and all this, and we got up, you know, now, singles time, see, everybody was happy, all the EMI bigwigs were there, you know, yeah, whatever, yes, pretty damn good album, don't you think, well, yes, I don't think, that's pretty damn good, don't you think, yes, shall we pay the money this week, yeah, pretty good stuff, let's go. So, anyway, having said that, there I am. This damn thing comes on a bleeding music box. After it finishes, Black Bart Blues finishes, that is, there's, whew, hello. You know, and there's all this stuff like answer phone stuff. I phoned someone, I forget where they got that from. Oh, it was a studio answering machine. Hi, Nico here, hi. Anyway, you know, just stupid stuff. Then it starts, doesn't it? Well, can you imagine my face? There's all the band creased up, falling all over the place laughing. They all thought it was the funniest thing since whatever. So there I am, looking at this lot, and I'm kind of feeling a bit embarrassed, you know, because I'd not heard this, and I thought, what's all this mumbling jumbling coming out of these here big speakers? Then I looked over at the other side of the room. Well, you know those faces that you get from the theatre, right? You know, you've got the comedy chops and the thriller, you know, and the sad stuff, you know. So there's one smiling and there's one looking like he's just, you know, he's just lost a quid and found a tanner, you know. And so picture this. The room's one half crawling all over the floor laughing. And the other lot are like, eh, what's going on? What's this stuff coming in? Can you imagine? This is the world EMI world people, you know, from all over the place. And I tell you, one of these people saw everybody going, oh, what don't you? It's pretty funny. So they all sort of saw the funny side of it after a while, but it took a while, I tell you. And of course, I was really, really embarrassed, to say the least, because this was all my lunacy stuff. And now you lot fucking got it in your sweaty, greasy, horrible little palms again, ain't you? Anyway, enough of that. Moving on. On the other side, you've got the evil that men do, or on the same side, I don't know how the bloody hell they're putting this together. Oh, take that. The Evil That Men Do, written by H. Smith, Adrian Smith, B. Dickinson, Paul Dickinson, and Harry Bomber Harris, Steve Harris. Released the 1st of August, 1988. And on the other side of that, we had Prowler 88 and Charlotte the Harlot, written by Messa Murray, and Harris! Yes, Dave came out the closet for that one. Oh, no, I didn't mean it badly. I mean, Dave doesn't, when he writes a song, he writes a cracker, doesn't he? But he writes one every couple of years, and he's got a couple in reserve at the moment, and so you lot might hear some of this in the next couple of months, because I think he's got a couple for the new album that you ain't gonna believe. Anyway, Evil That Men Do. Shit. I had one of them this morning. No, a shower. Chart position 5, it debuted at number 6. Now, Prowler and Charlotte the Harlot, we recorded these because the band, oh, it's getting silly, isn't it? I've got to get out of here and get some fresh air. I mean, you ain't going to believe what it's like in this little room. Anyway, the band never were completely happy with the original versions, you know, from way back. So, and you lot, you greasy, despicable, mean, mangy-looking lot out there, been requesting some of this stuff from the early material to be recorded, re-recorded with yours truly. No. I'm joking. No, you're re-recorded with Bruce and me. How's that? We'll put me in there too, so that's sweet. So, actually, Steve and I were actually discussing a few months back about all these old songs, the old stuff we've re-recorded. About doing maybe in the future, keeping it the same format. So basically, the end of the day, we might actually have the whole back issue of all the stuff with this sort of maiden re-recorded, all the old stuff that we weren't on, myself, Bruce and H. So there you go, you never know. By the way, here's a joke for you. I've got to tell you this before I leave, because I'm running out of time. And yeah, it's like this, see? Superman and Batman talking one another one day. So Superman says, "Here, Bat." "Yeah, what? What's Matt Soup?" He said, I was out having a little jaunt over Central Park the other day." He said, "I had a touch of the horn on, like. And you never guess what?" He said, "What's that, Soup?" He said, "I fucking looked down. Strike me down, there's Wonder Woman wiggling about, legs up in the air, lasso, all that old stuff. Ooh, she must have been having a good time. I thought, fucking hell, what's she doing?" He says, "Batman says, Soup." He said, "Well, what did you do?" He said, "Well, I got fucking serious touch of the horn on, didn't I? He said, nearly shot me out of Jupiter." She said, "Did it?" He said, "No, I got as far as Mars." He said, "You know." He says, "That was a touch, wasn't it?" He said, "More than that." He said, "I came back." He said, "I had such a boner on." He says, "There she was wiggling and wobbling out on the grass, getting legs up in the air. Oh, she was rubbing her great tits, rubbing her thighs, and she was just kind of caressing. Oh," he said, I couldn't resist." He said, "Batman says, well, what did you do then, Soups?" He said, "Well, he said, I unzipped my boy. He said, me flies, and I got my boy out. He said, I fucking shot down from 1,000 feet. "You said, did you?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Fucking great." He said, "Well, what happened then?" He said, "Well," he said, "you know, I fucking landed on, you know, on top of her." He said, "Did you?" He said, "Fucking right." He said, "I bet Wonder Woman's real surprised, wasn't she?" He said, "Yeah, not half as surprised as the bleeding invisible man." Oh dear, never mind. I'm off. I'm going. Ta-da! really can play with madness. Because you probably undoubtedly are being you're phoning me up. I mean, what other reason would you want to speak to me for other than the fact you're mad? Well, say who you are. Say what you Kinwell want. Your phone number, your address. Maybe I'll talk to you. Maybe the sweetie will. Or even then the bubbler. But they're not here either, so poo-poo.